Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest joining me on the phone line is Director of Communications and Public Affairs for the Vermont Food Bank, Nicole Whalen. Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Absolutely. And of course, there's always certainly a need to keep the food bank stocked. But now with this pandemic, the need has increased even more. So, Nicole, what are we seeing in terms of need and demand for food since the beginning of this pandemic? And, you know, how much greater is it than, say, compared to the same time last year?
We are seeing huge increases in the number of people reaching out for help. UVM did a recent study that showed a 33% increase in food insecurity as a result of the pandemic.
Wow.
And we've been seeing through our network of food shelves and meal sites, they've been reporting between a 30 and 100% increase in the number of people who are coming out looking for food assistance. So the numbers are incredible. It's really staggering how many more people are in need of help right now. And at the same time that we're trying to meet this huge increase in need, the Vermont Food Bank and our network of food shelves and meal sites throughout the state are all having to change the way that we distribute food to make sure that we're doing it in a way that doesn't promote the spread of the virus, and doing it with fewer volunteers than usual as well, as we aren't able to accommodate as many volunteers as we have in the past because of the need for social distancing.
Absolutely. On the phone line is Director of Communications and Public Affairs for the Vermont Food Bank, Nicole Whalen. And obviously these extra obstacles and hurdles that you're having to deal with and in such a time where everyone is in such need during this pandemic, how can people then support the Vermont Food Bank, Nicole? Because like you just said, you know, volunteering isn't really an option. Having to keep the social distancing and the delivery of food has become an issue for the same reason. What is the best way to support the Vermont Food Bank and help out with this increased need?
The best way to support the Vermont Food Bank and to help people facing hunger right now is to donate. And you can do it by visiting our website, vtfoodbank.org. And if you're able to volunteer and you feel comfortable doing so, we are accommodating smaller groups of volunteers. And you'd be welcome to reach out to our volunteer coordinator at volunteer@vtfoodbank.org.
All right. That's really great information there. And again, just to keep it in perspective, Nicole, how many food shelves do you guys work with throughout the state?
We work with a network of 215 partners, and those are food shelves, meal sites, after-school programs, senior centers, all different organizations that work to get food to the people in their communities.
All over the Green Mountain State, and obviously, as we've just indicated, a massive increase in need over the last six-week period during this pandemic. So please help out. If you can, check out the website, donate, and make sure that we keep the food bank as stocked as we possibly can. Director of Communications and Public Affairs for Vermont Food Bank, Nicole Whalen. Nicole, thank you so much. Stay healthy and stay safe.
You too, Matt. Thanks for having me.